This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, working president Nitin Naveen has been elected as the new national president of the party. Party's national returning officer, Dr. K. Lakshman, announced Mr. Naveen's appointment as the party president and handed him over the certificate of election on Sangathan Parv at the BJP headquarters in New Delhi yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, PM Modi congratulated Mr. Naveen on being appointed as the national president of BJP. Mr. Modi said that people's trust in the BJP has continuously strengthened. He added that in the last 11 years, the party has had a remarkable journey of earning public trust.
जनता जनार्दन की सेवा ये हमारे लिए हमेशा सर्वोपरि रही। हमने सत्ता को सुख का नहीं बल्कि सेवा का माध्यम बनाया है। इसलिए भाजपा पर जनता का विश्वास निरंतर मजबूत होता गया है। अगर बीते 11 वर्षों की ही बात करें तो भाजपा की यात्रा जन विश्वास अर्जित करने की अद्भुत यात्रा रही है।
Addressing the gathering, newly elected BJP National President Nitin Naveen expressed gratitude to Prime Minister Modi for the opportunity to reach the highest position in the party. BJP President Nitin Naveen has appointed Vinod Tarde as the election in charge and Sobha Karandlaje as election co-in-charge for the upcoming Kerala Assembly election. Mr. Naveen also appointed Ashish Shelar as the election in charge and Ashok Parnami along with Rekha Sharma as election co-in-charges for the upcoming Telangana municipal and corporation elections. The Election Commission will host the India International Conference on Democracy and Election Management 2026 in New Delhi, beginning today. Nearly 100 international delegates representing over 70 countries from across the world are expected to participate in the three-day conference. The event will also see the participation of representatives from international organizations, foreign missions based in India, as well as academic scholars and practicing experts in the field of electoral management. Centre has notified the Central Motor Vehicles Second Amendment Rules 2026 to strengthen the compliance towards user fee payment at the toll plazas on national highways. These amendments are aimed at improving user fee compliance, enhancing efficiency of electronic toll collection, and discouraging user fee evasion on national highways. Union Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that India is focusing on the systematic diffusion of artificial intelligence across every sector of the economy. He made the remarks while speaking at a session titled AI Power Play, No Referees at the World Economic Forum in Davos. The minister noted that the biggest constraint in scaling AI adoption is the availability of GPUs, graphics processing units. He added that India is addressing this challenge through a government-backed public-private partnership. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has said that India and the European Union are on the cusp of signing the Free Trade Agreement, describing it as the mother of all agreements. In her address at the World Economic Forum in Davos, she said that after Davos, the next weekend, she will travel to India. Union Minister for Road, Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari has congratulated National Highways Authority of India for achieving 4 Guinness World Records for continuous bituminous concrete paving across Package 2 and Package 3 of the 6-lane Bengaluru-Kadapa-Vijayawada Economic Corridor. The minister said that this achievement reinforces the nation's commitment to building world-class highways and setting new global benchmarks in infrastructure development. In the Women's Premier League, Delhi Capitals defeated Mumbai Indians by 7 wickets in Vadodara last night. In men's cricket, a 5-match T20 international series between India and New Zealand will begin today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.